Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Martin with The Truth in Medical Healing. Sorry, we got off to a bit of a late start today. We have an abbreviated program to be able to complete the show today. I'm going to give you the highlights of to really be healthy. By the way, as you all know, my name is Dr. Barton, and we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon, high noon in Eastern time and 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we broadcast every Friday. We've been doing this show for the last 10 years or so, maybe a bit longer. I'm going to give you the highlights on how to really be healthy. And by the way, I can say this in all honesty. Number one, I'm older than all of you. I'm older. I'm also healthier than all of you. Why am I telling you that? Because of the fact that, besides the fact that I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and I learned so much. My dad was teaching me the metric system to measure prescriptions when I was like 10 years old and all of that. And beside the fact that I also have 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy school, chiropractic school, and medical school, and all of that schooling. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say, and let's go ahead. Here's the story. How do I know I'm older than all of you? Because if anybody's as old as I am, they're already either dead or they just don't know better, you know? So the thing is that, when I say more energy, my favorite game to play is tennis, and I don't get enough time to do it. However, I can play tennis 24/7. How do you like that? Nonstop almost. I'm a lousy player, but I have the energy. Now let me just tell you a couple of things that have happened in our lifetimes. Let's say in the last 100 years. The thing is that in the year 1903, two really incredible things happened. One was that, number one, my dad was born in 1903. So that's an incredible thing. My dad was a fantastic, incredible person, the greatest father, a terrific gentleman, fantastic pharmacist, and totally knowledgeable in everything. And the other thing that happened was that there was a fellow that was fooling around in the back of his shop. He was a plumber or whatever he was, and he put together a few different parts and pieces of metal, hooked it up to a battery and so forth and so on. And before you know it, and he put a little propeller on it, and he made an engine. It was the first internal combustion engine. And the thing is that another fellow that was watching him ran out and came back with 3 or 4 type tire wheels, and they attached it, and that was the first automobile engine. How do you like that? 1903. Okay, so with all that being said, now we have electric cars also. Besides, the fact is that the whole world is overpopulated by automobiles, trucks, buses, and what do you think? Cancer is worse than ever. When I was a kid growing up, folks, there was hardly any cancer around anywhere. Guess what? Was hardly any cancer. I'm not kidding. Two of the greatest cancer-causing things that we have to contend with is that one of them is the exhaust from all the engines, what we just talked about. That exhaust has different elements in it that actually leads to corrupt the blood cells that we have in our bodies. It messes them up. So therefore, when that happens also, the formation of, because it's cancer-causing, so more and more people are getting more and more cancer because of the exhaust and the engines. Now, if every car was electric, which is going to happen, which is going to be, probably not in my lifetime, I hope it will be, it'll be another 100 years. Now, I think over the next probably 10 or 20 years, most automobiles would become electric. And also people abuse, let me tell you about what you eat. sugar is a killer, okay? Refined white sugar is a killer. So it leads to all forms of cancer. So what do? Well, restrict, because everything you buy has sugar in it. To sell more, it tastes better, sweeter, whatever it is. So, and the companies that make the different products, they want it to taste better and sell more product. Everything is sell. But at the same token, it's like, I'll give you an example, Sloan in your foods. Now, you know, we can't avoid having sugar. You can overdo it. Like Sloan Kettering Cancer Treatment Hospital in New York City. Sloan Kettering Hospital. They do not restrict the sugar in the diets of their patients, except for those that already check in with a sugar-restricted diet. Anyhow, we don't have enough time to go into detail about that, but let's move right along, and let's talk also about how to really be healthy. Well, the human body is 85% water. I'm going to repeat it. The human body is 85% water. Okay? So the cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid. They're bathed in it. They're floating the organs. The interstitial fluid is really water. And all water in the world, all over the world, is contaminated. So what do? Well, listen to this. I'm going to give you let it stick in your mind so you know what I'm talking about when you talk about water. Now, here's what's happening. The petroleum industry is doing what's called fracking, with an F, fracking. Matt, they have machines that break through the Earth's crust looking for deposits, petroleum deposits. So they can extract more petroleum, make more gasoline, make more money. Make more money. Here's America. Make more money. Yeah, I want more money too. I want to make more money. But I don't want to make my money at someone else's grief. Okay, so folks, move along. Here's the story. I'm going to go as fast as I can. By the way, I don't read a script when I do the shows. So I'm going to tell you that about, I don't know, maybe 40 years ago, I think, something like that. As long as that, I went to a 3-day medical convention in Tokyo when I was in the Air Force. By the way, I think I said I have 3 graduate degrees. I'm also a veteran in the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. So the thing is, maybe I already said it. If I said it already, then please excuse me. Like I said, I don't read a script. So I was walking through the lobby of this hotel in Tokyo, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he pointed his finger at me, and he says, "Dr. Barton?" I said, "Yeah, what did I do? I didn't rob a bank or anything. What's up? What's happening?" So he started to laugh a little bit, and it turns out that he had a newspaper, and my picture was on the front of that Tokyo newspaper, and the rest of everything was in Japanese language. What did it all talk about? It talked about this Dr. Barton that has a cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida. A cancer treatment center, and I'm in Tokyo, Japan. Anyhow, the bottom line is that way back about 1971, a gentleman that was tinkering around with that, what it was actually to develop something that took water and be able to make it into pure water to extract certain things from it. So that, let me give you a quick example of the fracking also, that the world's largest, I think it's the world's largest tomato, heirloom tomatoes. I don't know exactly what they are. Those are those real big, beautiful, round tomatoes, heirloom. And the biggest developers and growers of heirloom tomatoes happen to be in Pennsylvania, right here in the good old USA. And then it's called hydraulic fracturing. And what happened is that the largest tomato grower of these heirloom tomatoes was ruined. I think they're actually out of business because it goes through the ground. All of these things that are extracted by fracking, benzene, arsenic, 2-butyl-hexoxyphenol, methanol, naphthalene, all those things come along with that fractured water. Need I say more? Now let me tell you another thing. You know, some great, great, great discoveries in medicine as time went on. One of the greatest discoveries was in England in about year 1855 or something like that, maybe later, in England. Well, I can't remember the doctor's name now. Semmelweis? Maybe it was Dr. Semmelweis. Anyhow, he told doctors, like treating the patients, doing surgery and so forth and so on, to stop using that dirty rag that's laying around wiping their hands off in between whatever they were doing, that they have to use clean, clean apparatus and not spread the cancer. I think it was Dr. Semmelweis. I'm not even sure. I think he spent the last 10 years of his life or something. They put him away in an insane asylum because he was saying, wash your hands and use clean things. I might have got the wrong name. I'm pretty sure it's the right name. Anyhow, moving right along, folks. In the year 1920, another wonderful thing happened in medicine, in the practice of medicine. Eli Lilly Company, a huge, one of the first big pharmaceutical manufacturing firms, Eli Lilly. In the year, up until the year 1922, whoever was diabetic, they'd go to the hospital, wherever it is, and they put them out in a ward. And they were just left alone to die, basically, because if you were diabetic way back then in 1922 or before, you weren't going to make it. And that was it. There was no treatment. Then this Eli Lilly company developed a synthetic insulin. Because what do you need when you're diabetic? What do you need anyhow? If you're diabetic, that means you're not getting enough insulin produced in your kidneys? Can't remember right now. I got a mind block. So if your body's not producing enough insulin, that means you're going to become diabetic. These days, and then when they developed, Eli Lilly developed a synthetic insulin. And so they're able to give injections, and that's what people do. Because let me tell you something. Here's how bad the situation is with healthcare in the world. But I'll talk about America first. That I think it's 46%, or is it set? No, it's 73% of those people over 46 years of age in America are diabetic because everything is loaded down with sugar. We don't have enough time. We're going to run out because I have to do an abbreviated show today. I have to be able to take off and leave Tokyo. No. I'm sorry, kidding. I left Tokyo from that convention about 45 years ago. Anyhow, and I became very friendly with the fellow that stopped me in that hotel lobby with a newspaper, and he's a doctor named Hiromi Shinya. Wow, how do you like that? I remembered that without having it written down in front of me. Hiromi Shinya is a world-famous medical doctor because he invented colonoscopy. How do you like that? So isn't that fantastic information so far? Let's talk about one more thing. Fractures, knee, hip, ankle, leg, whatever, all kinds of bone fractures, especially in women, 7 or 8 times more so than in men, are getting bone fractures because the main reason why anybody gets fractured bones is because they're drinking too much dark colored sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, those kind of dark colored sodas in order to get the dark color, the manufacturers put in what's called phosphoric acid. Remember I told you, I'm not reading from a script, folks, from memory. How do you like that? Phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals, so the bones become weaker. So all these people that are getting bone fractures are taking another prescription drug called Boniva. So Boniva brings some of that back into the bones, some of that strength back into the bones. So with all that going on, let's talk more about the water. I'm going to tell you real quick, okay? Water, beside being contaminated, water worldwide is contaminated. You don't want to believe it? Keep on drinking bottled water. I don't. Anybody comes to my house with Poland water or this thing or that thing or that thing, he said, don't bring that into my house and don't put it on my doorstep. I don't want my neighbors or my friends or my to think that I'm drinking Poland water. Are you kidding? The advertising on TV is a beautiful ad. Testing in the pristine woods up in Maine somewhere, and that they say they get their water from that stream. Well, maybe they do, but so what? It's all contaminated to begin with. It doesn't matter. When God created the earth billions and billions of years ago, there was no contamination. And yeah, I think I'm getting carried away. I got to get back to what I was talking about. So the thing is, if you really want to be healthy, do not drink dark-colored sodas. I don't drink any kind of soda. I used to, years ago, when I was in my early 20s, when I was in the Air Force and so forth and so on. I didn't know better. But the thing is this, that I was able to overcome that. And by the way, I told you before, I'm older than all of you, all of you. And I don't take any prescription medication. And I can get it whenever I want for free. I'm a doctor. Okay? I'm a DO, an osteopathic physician. It's the same as an MD. There are two medical degrees in America. One, not just America, it's in most of the civilized countries. DO is a doctor of osteopathic medicine, like me. I'm also a doctor of chiropractic medicine, like me. I'm also a pharmacist, like me. Anyhow, folks, listen, the thing is this, that if you want to really be healthy, you have to drink Kangen water. The gentleman who invented colonoscopy that I met in Japan years ago, he told me, or he took me to the plant in Japan, in Osaka, where they make this, where they take machines, they're able to produce a machine that stands on your kitchen counter. It's a small, not a little bit bigger than a toaster, let's say, and it actually could take tap water, run it through the machine, and it becomes totally alkaline, alkaline water. Pure water. I've been drinking Kangen. It's called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, because in Japanese, Kangen means healthy and happy. I don't know if it means happy, but it's healthy or whatever, something like that. So, folks, I have three daughters living in three different states, and they all have Kangen water machines. They bought the Kangen water machines. They wouldn't let me pay for it. Each machine is $3,500 or something like that. And you can pay it off to the company directly at $100 a month if you have to. If you really want to be healthy, keep your car another 2 years and don't get a car every other 2 years or 3 years. Save your money a little bit. Become healthy like I am. And like I said before, I'm healthier than all of you. I am. I'm not kidding. And I have met a lot of wonderful people in my lifetime doing this program with Kangen water. And there's a doctor, I can't remember his name now, shucks. He's in Brigham Women's Hospital up in Boston, a very prestigious hospital. And he's a kidney transplant specialist. And he has a Kangen water machine sitting in his waiting room, all hooked up. And he insisted that patients drink the Kangen water. If they don't want to buy a machine or can't afford it or whatever it may be, whatever the story is, whatever the excuse is, he says, come in with jugs, empty jugs, and fill your water up in my waiting room. And my nurse is going to watch to make sure. Because if you're not going to drink Kangen water, I'm going to refer you to another kidney transplant by me. Because if you don't have a good result, it's not my fault. It's because you're drinking contaminated poison water all over the world, folks. And I have the energy and everything else to prove it. I'm looking at a gentleman that I met in Miami about 10 years ago. His name is Ken Knight, or was Ken Knight. And he's the one that originated Black Health Matters. We're running out of time, so I'm going to tell you more next week. We broadcast, you know, every Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I'm going to tell you more about Ken Knight. who originated, this is over 12 years ago, he originated the thing, Black Health Matters. My friends down listening to the show in Miami Beach and Miami, and want to tell you all, all my Latin friends, to tell you disfrute un fin de semana, and be happy and healthy and have a wonderful week. And with that being said, adios, y'all. Okay, that was the show. Now what I want to do. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I said adios. I thought that we were off the air. I cut it off. See you next week. Adios.